This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. $16 billion in direct payments from the coronavirus food assistance program for farmers whose livelihoods have been impacted by the pandemic is a good start. That's according to National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles, who says growers are still sitting on over 1 billion pounds of potatoes from last year.
As we've done the math, Bob, we have figured out that the oversupply in U.S. potatoes that has to be cleared would fill up the United States Capitol 14 times over. So that is the amount that we're grappling with.
And Quarles says surpluses may not be unique to potatoes.
I think commodities around the country are dealing with similar, just gigantic, really eye-opening volumes of product and challenges. And so now Congress can really sit down, put pen to paper, and start developing the resources that are necessary to get us through this next 6 months to a year and hopefully provide producers with some options so they can stay in business.
Quarles says growers can apply for relief starting Tuesday.
The initial period that people are focusing on is from January into mid-April, but really the program is staggered over economic impacts that can run all the way out into late summer.
Quarles is encouraging producers to sign up early and get yourself in the system because CFAP could evolve in the coming weeks and months ahead. Tune in tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.